Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Cindy with Garage Talk Live, Girls Getting the Facts. Today is Thursday, September 20th, and boy, do we have a show in store for you today. Unfortunately, once again, Tammy could not be with us. As many of you know, she is part of the volunteer fire department and EMT, and she got a call dispatched right before we were to go on. So we first want to say a prayer to those that were involved in the accident. I guess it was a motorcycle without a helmet and a life flight is being dispatched. So remember that family in your prayers tonight. But let's get started. Tonight we have a very special guest coming on. Her name is Jessica Wall. She is 12 years old. I should rephrase that. She is going to be 13 years old tomorrow. And she holds the title for the Western Conference NHRA Division 7 Champion. And she's done this at the age of 12 while maintaining her grades. It's going to be an exciting show. This will be her first interview. So, you know, we're going to get her in the spotlight and teach her how it's done. That way, when she makes it to the big time, she'll know exactly what to do. So I can't wait for her to call. She should be calling in about 7:15. And before we get started on anything else, I want to go over the nationwide information. We all know that Nationwide and NEF in the Cup Series will be in two different locations. Nationwide will be in Kentucky, and the Cup Series will be in New Hampshire. So there are two different places. So we're going to go with the Nationwide facts information. We're going to start with the entry list. There's only 43 primary cars for the entry list, therefore there really are no go or go homers. We've got Blake Coates remaining in the double zero with SR2. Scott Lagasse Jr. is in the number 8 Chevy, the Go Green number 8. The driver is to be announced. There's yet to be one. Charles Lindowski will drive the TriStar number 10. Drew Herring is in the Gibbs number 18. I don't know who Drew Herring is. I haven't really followed him much, but that's something new. Ryan Blaney returns to Penske's number 22, which, you know, thought that they might announce that A.J. Allmendinger would be back in there, but I think it might be a little too soon. We're going to talk about that down the road here tonight. David Starr and Make Motorsports are entered. He'll be in the number 50. I hope they are able to make this race. You know, it's interesting. We'd like to have David Starr driving. We all know we like watching him. So Kevin Page will be in the number 86. Kenny Wallace is listed as the driver is in RAB racing in the number 99. And the Joe Gibbs number 20 and 89 are not entered. Morgan Shepherd, not entered. Don't know why. Just, we got a new announcement, a new update that Morgan Shepherd will be in Kentucky. And the number 99 will not be driven by Kenny Wallace. It will be driven by Alex Bowman. Let's go with some interesting facts on the NASCAR Nationwide Series. The series comeback kid, Steinhaus, does it again. Last weekend, it was not only the NASCAR Nationwide Series at Chicago, he also took back the standings, the point standings. So he's gotten pretty good over the last few weeks. He's gotten more than 31 points over Elliott Sadler. So this is going to be a tough one between the two of them. You know, I'd really like to see Elliott Sadler win it, though. I don't know why. I don't know. I think he might be a little bit cuter. We all know that I like to go with the cute ones. Let's see. What else? We've got not a whole lot of nationwide news. Steve Parks, Kevin Harvick, and Carl Edwards has all finished their rookie season in third in Kentucky. Parks had, in 97, had 3 wins. Top 5 finishes, had 20 top 10. Kevin Harvick finished the 2000 season with 3 wins, 8 top 5, 16 top 10s, and Carl Edwards won 5 races and grabbed 15 top 5 and 21 top 10. So it's going to be a, you know, close chase to see how Austin Dillon measures up to that. You know, I mean, if he can win a championship on his rookie season, That's going to be something. But, you know, we all know that he's got the name. He's got the car backing. So, we'll see how he does. You know, I wish him the best. What I'm doing, y'all, is I'm flipping back and forth between the call room and the chat room and my notes. So if there's pauses, forgive me. Normally Tammy does one or the other. If anybody has problems logging into the chat room to try to log in with the Blog Talk Radio account, you can always scroll down at the bottom and it says log in, and you can log in with your Facebook or Twitter account. It pulls you up in just a minute. If anybody's having problems hearing, try opening the window in your media player. It seems to play a lot better. Just want to throw that out there while I was remembering. Let me go over with the nationwide airtime in Kentucky. The NASCAR Nationwide Series will race this weekend at Kentucky Motor Speedway. It's going to air live on ESPN on Saturday, September 22nd. Countdown airs at 3:30 Eastern Time. The green flag is at 4:15. All NASCAR programming on ESPN is also available on computer, smartphone, and tablets with your account with Watch ESPN app. So if you guys have any, you know, want to do that or want to look into it, you can go to www.watchespn.com. Get that on there. I have not yet done so, but you know what? I think, you know, the way we run sometimes, it's probably easier just to put it on TV. I'm putting, you know, the TV on your phone. Okay, now I'm switching over to the Cup Series, and hopefully Tammy will be joining us shortly. You know, she always makes it more interesting. Or if anybody wants to call in and hang out with me for the evening, call in. The number is 646-649-1899. It's always easier when you have someone to talk to other than just talking to yourself. It makes it kind of funky because I say a lot. Alrighty, let us go. Well, I see a few of my friends are on the chat room. Hey, Scott, how are you? Mom for Jess, the other guest in there. Scott, why don't you give me a call, please? 646-649-1899. You can help me out, and we can talk about the Grandview Freedom 76. So call in. That would be wonderful. And while I'm waiting for Scott to call in, I'm going to go over the point standings for the Cup Series. We are in our first race of the chase, and it's going to get interesting. We're at race 27 out of 36. And right now we know Greg Biffle is in the lead. We don't know for how long. And, of course, my computer locks up. Okay, we've got Greg Biffle in the first place with 945. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is in second with one win. He's minus 7 points at 938. Jimmy Johnson is in third with three wins at down 21 points, 924, which is tied with Matt Kenseth with one win at 924. Brett Keselowski is in the fifth place, minus 30 at 915. Hold on while I switch over to see why Scott has not yet called me. Scott, I know you hear me. We've got Martin Truex Jr. with no wins. He is only 48 points behind at 897. Clint Bowyer is minus 52 at 893. Denny Hamlin, 8, down 66 points at 879. Kevin Harvick, 873. Tony Stewart, down 96 with three wins for 849. Yeah, you know, I for some reason, I just see that falling. Sorry, Tammy. I know that you are, really wanting Tony Stewart to, you know, pick it up, but I just have a prediction. I don't think he's going to do so. Casey Kane is minus 120 points over Greg Biffle with 825. Kyle Busch is minus 131 at 814. He's in the 12th spot. Jeff Gordon, minus 159. Come on, Jeffy. I really, really need you to pick that up, you know, with 876. Excuse me, these are championship points. I'm so sorry, y'all. Ryan Newman with 773 and Carl Edwards with 772. So there's a championship. You know, we're going to see how that goes. The results are still staying the same, though, with the exception of Kyle Busch. You know, he's not in the – I feel really sorry for him. Not really, but that's okay. Jeff Gordon is only down 47 points. I think he's really going to need a lot of winning to get this up. You know, I mean, I would really like him to win the championship. We all know I want him to drive for five for specific reasons. And I don't know. I hope it happens. But speaking of Jeff Gordon, I don't know if anybody has saw his new paint scheme for Charlotte. It is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't know why. You know, I know he's done, you know, the Farmville, the Twitter. I mean, I guess it's just what they want. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is not my thing. Let's see, Gordon also promised to break dance if he reaches Victory Lane. I don't know if the Turtles are going to be there with him, you know, but go on. We all know that he's no longer going to be rocking the stash, but I'm kind of happy about that too. So, and we're going to look for the Energizer Bunny on Juan Pablo Montoya's number 42 this weekend. Energizer continues to fulfill its role as the technology innovator by redefining portable power. So they're going to go ahead and put the Energizer Bunny, which I don't think I've seen the bunny on a car in quite some time. Scott, you know, I really wish that you would call in so we can talk about the Freedom 76. Don't know if Jeff Strunk's going to be calling. We got word that he would, but haven't heard back today. So call in so we could talk about it. Sorry, just still throwing a shout out there. Let's see. So we got some sad news. Cecil Gordon. It's Cecil Odin Gordon, he's 71, passed away in his home in Lexington, North Carolina on the 19th after a short battle with cancer. Gordon has been in NASCAR for quite some time. He spent his first 40 years in NASCAR, first as an independent driver and team owner, then as a member of Richard Childress' Dale Earnhardt team, and then he went ahead and retired while he was with the Travis Center team. So, you know, it's a sad day for, you know, the family, and we just wish them the best. It's always sad when you hear one of the longstanding members of NASCAR has passed away, but, you know, NASCAR's been around for a long time. So, okay, now we're going for New Hampshire updates, just to let you know. One had the fewest lead changes, one race, and that was in 2000, that was the fewest lead changes. It had one, had the fewest leaders also. So Jeff Burton won that race. The fewest cautions, there was two in 79. The fewest laps led by a winner was in Burton and also in 99. Three wins by a Dodge at New Hampshire since the manufacturer returned in 2001. Let me check the board. Nobody's calling yet. You know, just let you know, we should have Jessica Wall calling in any minute, so I'll have to put y'all on hold when she does call in. Matter of fact, you know what? If she wants to call in now, that would be great. I know we've got some of her listeners, some of her fans in the chat room that can hear me, and someone prompt Jessica to give us a call. Then we'll continue on with the numbers. Well, if the computer lets me. Eight is the races won from the outside starting position of 20. 10 is the fewest caution laps in 1979. 17 is the most caution laps in 94. 17 cautions in this race. Let me see if she's calling in. Not yet. It's hard running the board, y'all, and doing this at the same time, so forgive me. Now, the most cars that finished on the lead lap was 30 cars on the lead lap, and that was in 2002. The fewest running cars at finish has been twice, but most recent was in 2000, and there was 35. So that's not much. Let's see. There's been 35 sprint car races in New Hampshire. Let me see if she's calling in. Not yet. We have the most caution with 79 caution laps in 94. 120 minutes, approximate time it takes to drive the track after a significant amount of rainfall, and 300 most laps led by a race winner, again, was in Burton in 2000. So it's kind of a long track, and we'll see how that goes. I'm not a big fan of New Hampshire. I don't know of anybody else that really is. Not sure. But let's go. Let's talk about, you know, I'm waiting for Tammy to call in because I really want her opinion on this. I want to talk about A.J. Allmendinger being reinstated to NASCAR. And I want y'all's thoughts on that. So I want people to call in as soon as we hear from Jessica. After we hear from Jessica, we'll call in. And I want people to just tell me what you really think. I mean, he was suspended indefinitely June 24th. I believe it was June 24th. And he's already completed Road to Recovery. Therefore, he's been reinstated. I don't know. You know, I have problems with him not fulfilling the obligations, breaking, you know, NASCAR rules, whether it was intentional or not intentional. He failed a drug test. And, you know, it hasn't been 3 months. I don't think it's long enough. I mean, whether it was just some pill to help him stay awake because of the grueling schedule he has, or whether it was really methamphetamines, you know, like they said that was in it. I don't know. Not sure. Jessica, if you're listening, why don't you give us a call? There she is. Hold on, everybody. Let me get Jessica on the line. Hi, welcome to Garage Talk.
Hi.
Jessica?
Yes.
How are you today, Jessica? We're so excited to have you on our show.
Good, how are you?
Wonderful. Been talking back and forth with your mom, saying I've got to get this girl on our show. And I figured today would be the perfect time. First of all, we want to talk about your upcoming birthday.
Yep.
Tell me about that birthday.
Well, we're going to be going to an Aztecs football game with my mom and her boyfriend and his dad. And on Sunday, I'm going to the beach to have a party with my family and one of my friends.
Well, that's wonderful. And how old are you going to be?
13.
You're going to be 13 years old.
Yes.
And the reason why we want you on this show is because you're a champion of some sort. Am I correct?
Yes.
Tell me, what are you a champion of?
Division 7 champion for the West Coast of Junior Dragsters.
Really? And
yes.
How long have you been driving?
Since I was 8 years old.
8 years old.
Yes.
Can you drive a car?
You know, not yet.
I mean, do you know how?
A little bit. I practice with my mom sometimes.
Is it a lot different?
Well, yeah, because you kind of got to, like, put it in park and everything like that. And in mind, you just push the gas pedal and the brake pedal and turn on a straight line.
You don't have a park or anything like that, and people back you up and everything, right?
Yeah, they just push me back because I can't reverse.
Well, you know what? Here, when you're driving, you're going to have to reverse.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Wow. So you are 13 years old.
Yes.
And you have won a division champion.
Yes.
I also hear that you have a lot of wins for a lot of different tracks, that you're the points leader, champion of different tracks. First of all, let's talk about Fontana, because you're the points leader, correct?
Yes. Unfortunately, that track has closed down, though. So
do you know what is going to go on? I mean, I understand that it is a legal issue. I mean, they didn't like close on their own accord. There was a suit filed for like noise pollution. People were complaining about the noise there.
Yeah.
So do you know, have they given you all any updates as whether, you know, they intend on reopening when the lawsuit is done, or the hearing on whether they can continue? And if they are, do you know about your points? Will it carry over? Will they automatically give you the championship for that track?
Well, I hear they might be opening maybe within a year or sooner, possibly, because something happened with that, and they might be opening soon again. And I don't know, because I'm tied for first place, and I think they have to do some type of thing that'll determine who the winner is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like, draw a number? You
well,
get that full.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Some tracks are different. If you're tied, like for one race, they did a coin flip, I heard, and that was just crazy. But I guess you have to do some type of thing. I don't know if they'll do another race to determine the champion or what they'll do. It really depends on the track.
What would you rather them do?
I would rather have another race and then see who the winner is after that.
Yeah.
That way
because,
it's easier.
Yeah, a coin toss? Really?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I know.
It's only fun for so long, right?
Yeah.
I understand. Now, Speed World.
Speed World, I believe I am 7th or 5th in points right now for that.
4th in points is from what I hear.
Oh, well, I don't know. That track has been – we haven't really raced there in a while because that track is temporarily going through something, too, because they didn't have permits on the buildings when they built them. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, now, I hear you also – in one weekend, you accomplished so much. Saturday, it looks like – I'm looking at all my notes here. You got rally on Sunday.
Yes.
You finished, I don't know, there's just all sorts of different notes here. Okay, your idol right here is Courtney Force.
Yes.
Well,
all of the Force family.
All of the Force. Well, yes. I am in Texas, and they're actually here in Texas.
Oh, wow.
They're in Texas right now, and I talked to her people. We were going to try to get her online, and she was coming on with us to talk to you.
Wow.
Unfortunately, she had some obligations with Traxxas and is not going to be able to call in. Now, there might be a time where, I don't know, I just might get a phone call. If you want to stay on with us, and we can hope that she'll call in, or I can always call you back if she calls in.
Okay.
So that would be great. Now, you're great. You're 13 years old. Not yet, but I'm just going to go ahead and give you that.
Okay.
13 years old. Do you have to miss a lot of school?
Well, I missed the last 2 days of school last year to go to Denver, Colorado for the week for drag racing at the Western Conference Finals. But no, we normally wait until I get out of school because I have to maintain a C average or else I cannot race for that weekend. So
right.
School, of course, comes first.
Is that something your parents or is that track rules? Or
that's something my parents came up with.
I think that is just like the best thing ever.
Yeah, because school is way more important. Drag racing is kind of something that I do on the side for fun and get to meet new people and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that you're not just out there racing just for fun.
No.
You do plan on making a career out of this?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, so, that's something that you're going to have to do. And we have a lot of drivers that call in. They're, 15, 16, 17 years old. And they, a lot of them, their school allows them to take a certain amount of time off, but they have to maintain, the school also requires them to maintain a specific grade point average. I think your parents are a little lenient with the C, but I hear your grades are better than C average. Am I correct?
Yes, they're mostly A's and B's.
A's and B's.
Yeah.
And your friends just think you're the coolest ever?
Yeah, they think it's pretty cool. A lot of them do other things like motocross or bunch of different things, but I'm the only one that actually does something that no one else really hears about in everyday life.
Right. The drag racing is, it's a little bit different. Motocross, first of all, I grew up in San Diego. So,
mm-hmm.
I grew up going to Verona every single weekend. And it was just something that the cool kids got to do, but this isn't something that you can just go in and hop in a car. And you can't just go buy a car and get out there and race.
No.
So, yeah, you've done a pretty good feat. Do you bring friends with you to the track?
No, I mostly, well, I made a lot of new friends out of my years of drag racing. Like, I have a lot of best friends that I'm really close with, so I don't really bring anybody outside of drag racing because it takes me away from my friends that I have there. So I have friends outside of racing and friends in racing. That way
right.
There's no, like, drama or anything.
No, and I understand that. I understand
yeah.
that because, you know, they want to know, well, why are you talking to this person? You're not spending any time with me. And then you have to tell them, look, this is kind of my job, too. You know, you
yeah.
get paid to do this, too. So, you know, money's on the line. And I understand, being at the track all the time, you can't really just hang out with your friends. There's so much that you have to be focused on.
Yeah, like, because I can see them after I'm done racing and hang out with them around the track and everything. So,
yeah.
Works out good.
Now,
yeah.
Are you fully funded by sponsors?
Yes, I actually have some sponsors. They help me out with motors and a bunch of other things. It's powered by Hughes, Terminator Blocks, and my dad's business, Jeffco Performance.
Wonderful. So.
Yes.
You have your fire suits with all of the embroiders and everything on it.
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've seen some of the pictures, and we posted them on the Blog Talk link
mm-hmm.
where you're in your car. And, you know, it's something I think that you have competed for enough time now to where you should feel proud of what you've done. You know,
yeah.
you have a goal, you're working towards it, but you also know what you have to do to maintain that goal.
Yeah.
And that's something that you're always going to have to remember.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not looking to stay at, you know, these little conferences. You want to go national.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Wonderful. Well, Jessica, we wish you the best, and we want you to definitely succeed. You know, one question I want to ask you, what I normally ask this of, you know, the female drivers such as Jennifer Jo Cobb, Ashley
yeah.
and Courtney Forth. When you're at the track, are you driving against a majority boys, or is it a mix?
It's a mix of boys and girls.
Uh-huh.
So whether it's my best friend or not, I always do my best and just see what happens.
Yeah, that's good. Do the boys treat you any different?
Oh, no, not at all. Everyone treats each other the same, but there's some of those people that get all pissed off after the round or after they lose or something, and it's just I'm one of those people. After I lose, I'll go up and say good race, shake their hand, good luck before the race, and just see what happens. It's all I can do.
That's all you can do. That's
yep.
true. And I think you're doing an absolutely wonderful job. Now, I'm going to keep in contact with you. You know, I have ways to do so.
Yeah.
Seems that you're on my Facebook. but I definitely want you to continue to let us know what you're doing, how you've progressed. And, you know, we really want you to do well. And if there's any changes, you know, you win more championships, you move forward. You are moving up. Am I correct?
Yes, I am getting ready to go into the 13-14 group where I will be able to go 85 miles per hour in 7.9 seconds on the 8th mile track.
Really?
Yes.
7.9.
Yes.
You know, you can barely say four words in 7 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're going to go 85 miles an hour.
Yes.
When you first got in the car, were you scared? It's not a car, is it?
Well, I was very nervous, but at first, until I found out how safe I was and everything, because I have the arm restraints, the helmet, the fire suit, the neck brace, the seat belts, the fire-resistant gloves, and I have the huge roll cage around me, so it makes me feel a lot better.
But so you didn't get kind of freaked out the first time?
I had to take a couple deep breaths. I was a little nervous.
At 8 years old, I would think so. Now,
yeah.
California, does California have specific laws regarding your age and what you can accomplish or how much you can move up?
Well, I have to be ages 8 to 18 to drive a junior dragster, and once you turn 18, you are able to go into a big car.
Okay, so you have to stay in the junior dragster until you're 18.
Yeah, or 17th.
Okay, that's unless you want to move to another state where they don't have that law. Because I do know that California laws are a lot different than a lot of them. Let's take Jeff Gordon, for example. You know, it's 16. You know, he lived in Mission Viejo or Viejo. You know where that's at, on the way to Disneyland.
Yeah.
They moved when he was 16 mm-hmm. because they were, you know, he was ready to move forward with his career, but could not because of the age rule.
Yeah.
Are your parents willing to move?
Well, I'd like to say in this general area, I'm fine with traveling and everything, but I don't want to move anywhere else. I'm really happy where I'm at.
Very happy. There's so much to do there, you know?
Yeah.
You've got the beach, the mountains, and Disneyland all in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's all I worry about is Disneyland, you know?
Oh, I love Disneyland.
No, it's the most wonderful thing. You know those little fireflies in the tree?
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Do you know they're real in other parts? You know, we don't have them in California. There's such a thing as fireflies. I was 30 years old and moved to Texas, and first words out of my mouth is, I thought they were only fake at Disneyland. They are real, honey. When you go to other places at night, summertime, look for the fireflies. They're absolutely beautiful. I just thought you'd get a kick out of that one.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica, we really appreciate having you on the show, and please keep us posted. We wish you the best, and let's go for another championship.
Yep, I'm really going to try.
Well, you know, we're all praying for you, and we want you to succeed in everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Oh, anytime.
Okay, well, I'll let you know when we need you again. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, y'all. 12 years old, Western Conference Division 7 champion. I mean, you can talk to these kids that have been racing for so long, and, you know, you kind of forget that they're 12. They know what they're talking about. They know setups. They know tracks. It's just amazing how well they can adapt. All I know is that my age, which y'all are not going to know, I don't think I could go 85 miles an hour in 7.9 seconds. I think I would be scared to death. I don't know. What are y'all's thoughts? I don't know if I'd have it. You know, as much as I say, oh, I just want to go racing. I just want the speed. I don't know. I think I would kind of be scared. You know, racing the motorcycles is one thing, but going that fast is something completely different. Well, we are actually going to call at this moment Jeff Strunk. Jeff Strunk has won the Grandview Freedom 76 for the fourth time, I believe. It is the fourth time. And I was hoping that Tammy would be on so that she can talk her Grandview, because you all know that she is just absolutely enthralled in Grandview. After speaking with Strunk, with Dwayne Howard, Joey Adams, Brian Whippy, talking to everybody the night of the 76, it was amazing. I'm just so excited to be able to go there. And I'll be there in, what's today, 5 days. I'm going to Grandview, even though nobody's going to be there. It's going to be an empty track. I'm going to get the vision, you know, build it and they will come. I will feel the whole, all of it. I can't wait. And hopefully I'll get to meet up with, you know, like Joey, Bruce Scott. I think we're meeting up with you also. Am I correct, Scott? Are you going to dinner with us? Waiting for Scott to answer. I don't know, but I believe we're going to dinner with Whippy and maybe Joey Adams. I'm really not sure exactly who. But I'm really excited. But I'm going to put everybody on hold, and I am going to call Jeff Strunk. So if y'all don't mind, just enjoy the silence. Too bad there was no music. But just hold on one moment and let me call him. I think actually I can do it while we're on the phone. I think it will ring also. So let me just type in his number here. Can't do two things at once. That's terrible. Can't talk and type. But we're calling him now. and it's not dialing. Okay, looks like we're having some technical difficulties. What's new? We always do. It still says it's dialing. Call failed or was not answered. Well, let's try that again. Whippy, did you give me the right number? Let me try it one more time. Okay. Call a guest. Still trying to type and no talking. Okay, let's try it. It's dialing. And it looks like it's ringing. And nothing. Okay. Mr. Strunk, if you're listening. Oh, it's ringing. Did y'all hear that? Let's see if he answers.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Just Drunk?
This is he.
Mr. Just Drunk, this is Cindy from Girls Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing well.
You do know you're on the air with us, correct?
Sure.
Sure.
I figured it out.
Well, a lot has happened since last time I talked to you.
Yeah, you must have been my good luck charm.
It must have been. I was so excited. Y'all know I picked Dwayne Howard to win. But, you know, I actually picked him to win. But let me explain. Let me tell you why. Because all I hear is Dwayne Howard won Grandview. Dwayne Howard, Dwayne Howard. You know, I'm on Glad Talk Live, and all I see is Dwayne Howard. So,
yeah,
I said, well, you know what? I'm just going to go with Dwayne Howard. But after I talked to all y'all drivers, I said, you know, I kind of like this guy. And I had it circled, and I only probably did it because, you know, you might be strong.
Now I saved mine all up for the big one.
My daughter's all, what is that, Jeff Strunk? No, never mind, never mind. And I was chomping at the bit, I'm telling you. I was texting Tammy saying, what's going on? I'm here in Texas, no way of knowing what's going on. And then she said, Jeff Strunk won. And I said, yay! I was jumping up and down. I was so excited that you won.
Well, thank you. It was an exciting night. I should have been there. It was really exciting.
Oh,
great race for
tell
fans.
Tell me about it. Tell
great
me about it. I hear
everyone involved.
Yeah, you were in second place, like, the entire time. You didn't have far to go is what I hear.
Yeah, we led a lot of it. That's probably the first race in my career I've actually lost the lead three times and came back and won the race. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So
quite a big win.
Was the win different?
I'm sorry?
Was the win different?
Yeah, it was probably definitely the biggest win of my career. You know, I've won that race three times before, but it only paid 20. So financially, it was definitely the biggest. And you know, monumentally, it was big, too. It was huge, actually, because we beat, you know, guys from New York who race a lot more than we do down in Pennsylvania. And I consider them to be the best in the business, you know. So we beat them guys and passed a couple of them back to regain the lead. And it was a 50,000 win. So it was definitely an awesome night.
Yeah, and that was my point there. I mean, the win has got to be different. I mean, a win is a win, yes. But when there's more money on the line, and this wasn't a little race. This, not that any of them are. But this wasn't a $20,000 race. This was the biggest race that Grandview has had.
That's the biggest race, probably in the Northeast, financially, money-wise. It's the biggest fan race, yes.
And look, the people that were there was just absolutely unreal.
It was one of the biggest crowds ever.
The spectators, the drivers, the everything is, you know, I mean, and I'm feeling it from Texas.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean,
that's cool. You have to get a bus and come up next year and bring a bunch of fans with you.
Get a bus? from Texas, you know, it's almost a 4-hour flight. There's no way I'm hopping on a bus. It's grounded. You know, how about...
Grab your bus you can put on the side.
Look, how about, I'll be there next year. You bring the friends, and I'll be there.
Okay, that'll work.
You bring the friends, and I'll be there. So, I'm going to make
that's
sure. That sounds great.
That's great.
Deal, so,
huh?
With your portion of the funds, are you going to Disneyland? Because, you know, that was the big question. That's what we wanted to do.
No, I'm going to go to Syracuse, New York, and race, actually.
Say that again?
I'm going to go to Syracuse, New York, for a $50,000 to win race and race instead.
To race over there? Yeah. You know, that's what y'all do. You win money to race to win more money to race.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
So that's all we do. Okay. Did you cry?
No.
You didn't cry?
Like, hooting and hollering, as you would say down there. I was hooting and hollering.
I think I would have been crying. You know, I probably would have been crying if I was there just for you anyways. You know?
I wasn't crying. I was really, really happy, but no tears.
No tears. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm glad you won. I really am.
Glad I talked to you if you were my good luck charm. That was a good thing. So,
yeah,
if I don't win next
year
and you come up here, I'm going to make you stay down there and talk to me on the phone the following year to see if you're still my good luck charm.
Yeah. That's, you know, I'll just talk away. I'll be, you know, be in your ear the whole race. Okay, check this out. Look at my shoes. They're awfully cute because I think we talked about shoes and everything during that show. let me ask you this. How many cars went home?
That's
you know?
Qualified?
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 40-some.
What were they feeling? What were they feeling, honestly? I mean, I kind of want to talk to someone that didn't qualify. But, you know, they're not going to call. They're not going to say, yeah, we really want to talk about it, you know?
I don't know. In 23 years, I've never missed a race, so I really can't answer that. I've never not qualified for that.
But their faces, their attitudes?
It brings the best and the worst out in a lot of people, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you just didn't probably didn't pay a whole lot of attention. Too focused on what you're going to do with the money when you're going, right?
Exactly.
So
just focused on ourselves, not what's surrounding us, you know.
Okay. Well, wonderful. I'm so glad that you're on right now because we've got a caller calling in. And she's really not calling to talk to you, but.
Okay. That's okay. I'm in Pennsylvania and you guys are down there, so.
No, this is Tammy. Tammy's calling in. She actually wasn't able to start the show with me because she had a call. She was dispatched out to a call, and she just messaged me and says, I'm calling in. And I just messaged her back and said, hurry, Strunk's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
She said, tell her to wait.
That.
She knows who that is.
Okay, cool.
She said to wait.
Okay.
So let's get her on. So, what's the weather like? So, I need to know what kind of clothes do I need to bring with me. Is it going to be cold?
No. I'm standing outside in a t-shirt and a pair of jeans. And
did you say a pair of jeans?
It was a beautiful weekend up here. It was a beautiful Saturday. Like
did you say you were wearing a bikini?
I'm sorry?
Did you say you were a bikini?
No, jeans.
You were
t-shirt and jeans. A pair of jeans.
Well, 7580 is not too bad. I mean, here's Tammy. Hold on a second. That's not too bad considering that it's just been the last probably 4 or 5 days that we haven't been in 100 degrees.
Wow.
I don't like 100 degrees.
You can keep that down there.
Well, you've been to Texas. The humidity is crazy. 100% humidity, 90% humidity.
Yeah.
So it's just
we get the humidity, but not this time of year.
Yeah,
not anymore, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if I need to bring a jacket. I don't know if I need
a sweatshirt, just in case.
Yeah, okay.
If you hang out and party afterwards and you need a sweatshirt because it gets chilly at night.
Yeah, definitely. Unless you have a little bit of Grey Goose in you, then, you know, you better try to just keep your clothes on.
That's for sure.
Okay, I have to ask you. Ask Jeff, who's Who stuck their head in the window when you were in Victory Lane?
As far as another driver, that was my brother, probably.
What's your brother's name?
He was happy for me. You know, he also races, so.
Well, I don't know. It says, ask Jeff about who stuck their head in the window in Victory Lane.
Well, a lot of people stuck their head in the window in Victory Lane, but if they're talking about another driver with a helmet on, that was my brother.
I don't know. It just says that Scott's asking to ask you about the head being in the window at Victory Lane. Was it Scott, by any chance?
If there was one person that stuck their head in the window, it was probably 30. So that could be one of 30.
Yeah. Hey, Tammy?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're here. Yes, he's on the phone with us.
I hear. Oh, my God, Jeff, it was so good to see you win Saturday night. That was just awesome.
You were there?
Yeah, I was in Victory Lane shooting in Victory Lane.
Okay, that's right, you were. Now I remember. Now I remember I'm putting the voice with the face, okay?
Yeah, that's me. I just got back. We went racing all day on the bikes and then came home and had to go do a fire call and now back. I finally get to sit down.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So,
that was an awesome night for us. Really, really great night.
It was, and it wasn't easy. You had to work for it. You had to fight off everybody that came up challenging and everything like that, and you really earned that win. It was such a great race.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I said earlier, it was probably the first race of my career that I led three times, lost the lead, and still won the race. So it was kind of
you had to work for it, man. They weren't letting you get it away with anybody. I mean,
no,
you got
no, it was a great race
and everything like that, and you just had to keep pulling away.
Yeah, we just kept digging at it and stuck to our guns, and everything worked out. So a little bit of luck on our side, and that was what we needed. And it was there, and we took advantage of it and had a good night.
You know, I want to look at something. I have a question. You know, okay, everyone knows that, you know, I'm NASCAR through and through. You know, I'm one of the girls that you're going to see walking down pit row in their high heels standing next to the driver, you know, just thinking, well, why is she not dirty? So I'm going to pull something up, and I want to see. I've been to a dirt track twice in my life, twice.
Right.
And, you know, and I think one of the reasons why I don't go a whole lot is I don't want to get dirty. So,
Okay. Now,
I picture you winning. So, I have to go look at pictures of this because I want to clarify this. With, you know, you taking your helmet off and you got dirt all around your mouth and there's just a nice clean spot where your goggles are.
No, it's not that dirty.
I just looked at the picture. I don't know why that just popped in my head. I said, you know what?
There's a certain couple races a year that you get like that, but that's not one of them.
That's not one of them. You know, you don't come out of the car clean, though, either, right?
No, you break a sweat, and, you know, a little bit of dirt, but nothing that'll hurt anybody.
Go ahead, Tammy.
When you had your pit stop at halfway, Jeff, did the team or the crew tell you anything or give you any updates, or did you just let everything be as it was when they did that?
We talked a little bit about the restart coming up and, you know, the first couple laps after the restart. But other than that, I've been doing this pretty long time, and they know what I'm doing and what's going on. So, but we did talk about, you know, the restart there right after the fuel stop. So we had a good handle on things and just normal communication.
What do you have planned now? Are you done for the season? I know there's the October.
No,
actually, is there anything else?
We got Super Dirt Week coming up. That's New York at Syracuse Fairgrounds for a week in the beginning of October, and that's a 50,000 to win race too. So, and we got a couple other shows. What's that?
And so we're gonna go to Disneyland after that, huh?
Maybe, I don't know. Daytona for
race?
Sure. We'll go to Daytona for sure.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So you're going to run the big block up then in Syracuse?
Yep. Yeah, looking forward to
it. And how much of a difference is it from running what you run every week at Grandview to the big block? Is there a lot of difference in the setups and everything like that?
Quite a bit. Usually some of the small tracks, the small blocks will actually be faster than the big blocks. The big blocks have too much power, believe it or not. But, you know, the big tracks, the big blocks can definitely outdo a small block. And there's quite a bit of difference. I always said it's like going from a pro stock dragster to a funny car, even though I never drove either one. But, you know, as far as the tire spin and the burnouts and whatnot, that's kind of a somewhat of a comparison anyway.
Wow.
But I'm driving, I'm coming up on a bad area, so if I lose you here, I didn't hang up.
It's all good. Well, now, did they ask you about your start or anything like that? I know you had a start in go-karts and stuff like that. How has that helped you through the years going, you know?
Just being around the races and being around, you know, racing-oriented every weekend, I think, is a big plus. I mean, it's what I've done my whole life, and it's definitely part of, I wouldn't know what to do in life without racing. I mean, I've always been a driver and always been very involved and love it and, you know, take it serious and enjoy it and all the above. You know, you just got to keep digging at it and not get down on yourself and keep the confidence level up and, you know, try to do the best you can every time out. That's all you can ever do, you know.
Right.
I know you can help out with working on the car and everything too. Like even opening night, you were getting the decals and stuff on the car you had to get on and everything. So you work hand-in-hand with everybody each week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hands-on with the cars and the crew. And, you know, been that way forever and ever. I mean, when I was cutting go-karts at NAF and welding back together when I was 15 already. So definitely my blood, and my parents are big into it, and my whole family. So something that's heritage and tradition, and just keep it going.
Definitely. Before we lose you, Jeff, you don't have a Facebook fan page?
We did, but it got hacked, so we're working on getting it back, so.
Or Twitter?
I haven't done that yet, and I'm not a big social media guy yet, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to improve.
Yeah. Right. That's okay.
But I had a website, too, and that went down in flames with the Facebook fan page, so.
Oh.
We're getting all that stuff back in order and getting it back going here. It should be back out soon, hopefully in the next month.
We have one of our listeners in our chat room that asked you about the freezing deal halfway through the race.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was just a racing deal. You know, the media made more of a big deal about that than anything, and I probably didn't help it anyway. I said paybacks or AGLL, you know, in Victory Lane, but it wasn't a payback. It was just hard racing, and I shouldn't have said it that way, but I was wound up and asked to win, and, you know,
he wasn't very happy,
and so we're very close friends, and, you know. Just one of the incidents that happened that, you know, we'll remain close friends. It's just part of racing that it's hard for close friends to do, you know?
Racing and rubbing, that's Stuart, correct?
Yeah.
Reason. Look at me knowing all y'all's names. I'm so proud of myself. I'm following you all now. Now y'all are going to have stalkers because I know everyone's name and their Facebook. We didn't have a Facebook. What's going on with that? I searched everywhere. Well, we are just so glad that you were able to come on the show. You know, I know.
Well, thank you.
I told him he said he'd be on. I'm glad. I'm really glad you won. You know, sorry Dwayne Howard didn't win. But you know what? I kind of like this win a little bit better.
You're going to pick next year.
You know? I know who I'm picking next year because I'm going
to
be there.
You don't have to tell anybody.
Tammy, I'm going to be there next year. I was told to get a bus and bring my friends. I said, why don't I fly and he bring the friends? So we're going to definitely do, you know, we're definitely going to be up there for next year. It flows around the same time as Dover, so I'll just make an extended vacation.
There you go.
Going to Amish
country. You'll have fun, I promise. I'm going to go see
Mr. Yoder. Do you hear me? I'm going to Amish country. I'm going to go knock on the door and ask if Yoders live there. All right, well, we're going to let you go and not take too much of your time.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Really appreciate
it. Guys.
Congratulations again.
And stay cool in Texas there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I won't be here long. I'm leaving in 5 days.
Okay.
Well, I'll be up there.
Stay warm or cool wherever you are.
I know. Well, I'm going to be up there, so I'll be cool.
Okay. There you go.
Well, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you know, I almost just hang up the phone like I was talking to him on my phone.
Don't do that because I'm not in the Skype either. I called him, so.
I know. I see that.
I'm finally home, sitting down, trying to move, which it feels like it's optional because Frenchie really, really worked me hard today, but I loved every minute of it. It was worth every minute of it, and ready for 2013.
Yeah, let's just say that she went riding today. She went out with an instructor or a trainer. That's why she got worked hard, y'all. Child show. Come on, you know, we're family friendly. Let me tell you, before we get into anything else, let me tell you about little Miss Jessica Wall. She got a future. I was saying, you know, when she was off of the phone, that it's just amazing that someone that age can sit down and have a conversation, you know, like she had, to tell me about her wins, about her championships, about problems with some of the tracks that she's going to. One shut down for legal issues, the other one, you know, permit issues. I mean, it's just, she was pretty cool. She maintains a C grade point average, that is actually better. She gets A's and B's. But her parents have set specific rules for her and this racing. And she seems to be juggling them both really well. I'm sorry that you missed it.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to that replay. I wasn't expecting that, but that's one of the calls
yeah,
where
no.
they come in. I kind of got to go.
Yeah, you know, and I'm really glad you're on because, you know, I don't like being on by myself because I feel like I'm talking to myself and I almost want to answer back.
It's all
I'm
good.
Like,
yeah, I walked in the door and I started dialing
hey,
as soon as I walked in the door.
We've got a caller. We've got a caller, and I don't know who it is, but, you know, let me call. Let me answer this.
Hold on.
Grudge Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, what's happening?
Who am I talking to?
It's Whippy. How are you, honey?
Whippy! How are you? We just got off the phone with the wonderful, famous Jeff Strunk.
See that? I told
yeah,
you, he's a good dude. He'd do it. I knew he would.
Yes, I'm just so glad that You know, I was getting a little paranoid. I emailed you this morning. I was like, oh, what's going on? I need my Jeff Strunk. But I'm so glad he called, and I'm so glad he won. I haven't talked to you really since he won.
No, we do things different down here. We just go, we just wing it.
Yeah, you know, I really have a hard time winging it.
Yeah, well, down in Pennsylvania, we wing it. I learned that. I moved here 16 years ago. I learned you just wing it down here.
You know, and that's why I'm still trying. Look, and I'm still trying to pinpoint, okay, we're going to dinner Wednesday, but who all's going to dinner? I want to know who's going to dinner, and I want to know where we're going and what time we're going.
Hey, Tammy,
you know,
we're thinking
like
cheers.
It's like, it all happened as it happened.
Yeah, Tammy, we're thinking cheers. I don't think that'd be a good place.
Oh, my goodness, I haven't been there in years. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Because it's perfect. It's got Grandview memorabilia and stuff, and it's got some NASCAR
That's
stuff
right.
in it.
Did you say
oh,
Cheers?
Oh, yes, we'll have to do that. Yes, Cheers Tavern.
Oh, not
yeah,
Cheers.
Cheers Tavern.
New York.
Yeah.
No, not the bar. No, it's Cheers Tavern. It's just as much fun, though.
Yeah, it's not
okay.
the Cheers. It's not the famous Cheers in Boston. It's the famous Cheers in
oh,
Bethelsville.
Boston. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that's
but
that's
hey,
cool.
I mean, Cindy, you missed probably the best 76er that I've ever been to.
Really?
Oh, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of the best races I've ever seen. It was clean. It was hard fought. It was a well-earned victory. It was just an amazing race.
Yeah, it ranks up there in probably the top five.
Well, you know, I so wanted to be there. You know, Whippy, I was, you know, after I got off the phone, like I've already said, after I got off the phone with everybody, I was like, oh, my gosh, who am I going to talk to? What am I going to do? You know, I mean, I'm texting Tammy. Her phone is dead. She's not responding to any of my texts. I'm just kind of freaking out, you know, because y'all know I kind of freak out.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out, okay, well, we know the dinner thing, so I don't need to freak on that no more. But now I want to know, what do you wear?
Oh my goodness! Well, you'll know Wednesday.
Huh?
You'll know Wednesday. I'm pretty much a blue jean and racing T-shirt dude. That's about it.
You know, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you that I'm already almost packed, and I have already tried on every single outfit that I'm taking, including shoes.
I'm a bachelor, so I just wing it.
Yeah,
just wing it.
I'm
hey, you know, I want to say thank you to all the drivers that came down and talked to you guys on your show, Sarah. I mean, I just went up
definitely.
And asked them, and they didn't hesitate. They came right down.
That's wonderful.
So,
you know,
we got
Stuart Friesen and Joey Adams. Scott was on, right? I lost track of everybody I was talking to.
Keith and Dwayne and Jeff and Dwayne, Doug
Dwayne,
and Mike.
Dwayne,
and
so it was good. I enjoyed myself. That was a very good Saturday. That was probably a good time. Great race. I mean, the hometown boy wins 50,000. I even got to interview my hero, Billy. I mean, Jeff is good. Yeah, he's one of my favorite. But I got to interview Billy Pouch because he won the Dash for Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, I've watched Billy since I was a squirt, so. And if anybody knows who Billy Pouch is on the East Coast, so that was pretty cool. I had a memorable Saturday.
That's really
and
good.
And I have pictures to prove it.
Thank you very much.
I've looked at these pictures. I've commented on these pictures. I like these pictures. I just can't wait to see them. I just want to go. Like I said, I just want to go to the track. I said this earlier on the show that there's not going to be anybody there, but I just want to go because you build it and it will come. If I go, I might get the feel.
You know what, Kenny? We could probably call Kenny Rogers. He's probably opening the gate for you.
Nah, you know, that's just, I don't know.
Because you won't see nothing from the parking lot. You won't see the track or nothing.
I have vision.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can work something out. Maybe we can pull some strings and have Kenny get you right in there. Right on the surface.
Yeah, well, that,
oh, you
know,
she'd fall over if we did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'd
yeah.
be picking her up off the ground. I don't want to have to do CPR.
Yeah,
no.
So, all right, well, listen, ladies, I got a busy day tomorrow. I have to pour concrete at 6:30.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
If I'm awake, Whippy, which
yeah,
I don't
I'll talk
think
to
I
you
will,
in the morning.
Wait, Tammy doesn't even know. Tammy doesn't even know.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Tammy?
Gets up way too early in the morning.
Well, I was sick the day before, so I had slept all day long. I'm talking, I slept probably 8 hours after already sleeping 8 hours. And so the next night, you know, it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It was actually 4 o'clock in the morning, or 3 o'clock in the morning my time, 5 o'clock, y'all, at 5, I don't know, 4 o'clock y'all time, and here comes Whippy. I said, good morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing up so early?
Yeah, going to pour. All right, I got one quick one here. Who's winning Dover?
Who's winning Dover? Not me.
No.
Wait a minute. I am going to win all around at Dover, believe it or not.
Okay.
No, I'm Stuart. Because I'm his jinx, and I want the jinx to be broken, so I want Tony Stewart in victory lane.
You know, I'm going to go ahead, and there's a reason why I'm saying this. And this is not because it's Cindy saying Jeff Gordon.
Uh-huh.
But I really, he's whatever, we know. But I really honestly believe that Jeff Gordon is going to win this for one simple fact, that I will be able to be right there when he wins.
There you go.
I'm going to be right there. And if I can do that, nothing else matters. I love T.J. Bell. I love him. Do I want T.J. in the victory lane? You're damn right I do.
Certainly, yeah.
But Jeff Gordon in victory lane with me right there, I don't think I could ask for anything more.
There
I couldn't. So, I mean, so
who are you picking, Whippy?
All right, here we go. I'm going Martin Truex Jr.
Really?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yep.
He's won there before.
Yeah, that's my pick. And he's kind of like a hometown boy, so maybe we'll keep the tradition going another week.
There you go. Yeah,
you know.
I like that idea. He's a good one. I know when he won last time, he was just so grateful.
Yeah. You know, and that's another thing about Jeff, you know, I mean, not to change, but he was, you know, he's just a down-to-earth guy, you know?
Yeah.
He is. And he was so humble. I mean, I think he was more surprised. You know, it's just so great to see him get out of the car and in victory lane and just, you know, it's just a great way to end the year.
It was great. The pictures, I mean, all the pictures explain, I mean, the emotions and expression on the face. And then they look at the people in the background in the pictures, and they're all smiling.
Yeah, definitely.
Does
he get to keep that flag? Does he get to keep that checker flag?
No, he gave it back to Ray.
Really? I mean, you think he could keep that flag?
You would think so. I mean, I don't know. Maybe him and Ray work something out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I don't know.
So who else coming to dinner?
Me and Scotty, Scotty Dell, my buddy Scotty.
Yeah, well, I know. I've talked to him. He refuses to answer whether he's coming or not. I keep asking him online, but he's not answering me.
And that's it. So that's as far as I know. You know, maybe we can put something on that face space thing and tell who's coming, and maybe people will show up.
Let's do it.
You know, we have a lady coming from Texas. You know.
Yes, let's do it. Let's show Cindy from Garage Talk Live Girls Giving the Facts how you East Coasters do it.
Yeah, let me put it on face space there, and I bet you some people will show up.
Let's do it. Let's have a party.
Yeah, Wednesday, I can't stay late, though. I can't be there till midnight.
We can't either because we're having to get ready for the next day, so it's all
right. Yeah, I can't go full throttle, that's for sure.
So you can only have 5 vodka shots?
No, I don't. No shots at all.
He's having Pepsi or Coke.
Look, I'm not from Texas, but I've lived in Texas for 14 years. Man, you can light up 18 vodka shots, and I'll still walk out of there. Mike, not having any clothes on.
Man, I can't even imagine doing one shot, man, let alone 18, girl. Damn.
18,
you know?
My
40th
birthday.
So it's true what they do in Texas. You go big. You go big.
Hey, we're corn-fed.
Yeah.
You know?
Go big
in Texas.
Hey, we're pencil talkians up here, man. That's what we call it. It's pencil talking. You know. So.
I cannot wait to get there. I cannot wait. My flight arrives at 8:15.
Where are you flying into, Philly?
Yep. You coming to get me?
No, I'll be working. I got to work. I got to make a living.
Whatever.
Nobody's going to pay my bills.
I'll be there waiting for her because she's coming in at night.
There you go.
I'm going to the airport for the first time, so if somebody gets arrested, it was me because I didn't know where I was supposed to go.
Oh, it's okay. You'll make it. 995 is crazy. Just be careful down there.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. And Cindy, you have a safe flight in, okay?
I will. I'll wear my seatbelt in case the plane goes down. I'll be strapped to my seat.
That's right. Always buckle in. Elbows up, though. Remember, always elbows up.
Why elbows up?
That's the way sprint car and dirt guys do it. Elbows up. Got to get up on the wheel.
Oh, okay.
All right, ladies.
I'll see you on Wednesday.
All right, we will see you next week.
Okay, dear.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, you guys have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, he's just totally... pump me up. I'm ready to go. Can't I just change my flight?
Are you ready to get up here?
Mm-hmm. I could leave Sunday night, drop off Melanie and the dog. I'd go camp out at the airport. Free Wi-Fi. No, my airport until my flight leaves. But free Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Expensive food at Burger King. Yeah, we know that's not happening. Because I'm still trying to do that liquid diet. Still got. I have 3 more pounds to go before Monday.
Oh.
No wonder I keep getting these headaches. I need to eat, huh?
I did my part today, and I did my good long workout, so I'm good for the day.
You're good for the day.
I'm good for the day, yeah.
Actually, haven't
probably
done
not,
nothing.
Probably not. I'll do some more.
Yeah, I haven't done a whole lot but homework. You know, I'm trying to get this college stuff under wrap so I don't have to do any work while I'm gone. You know, my vacation, I don't want to work. I don't want to work. Well, now that Whippy's off the phone, let's talk about him. No, I'm joking.
No.
Let me get back to my computer. We were going over some of the facts of New Hampshire. We've already done the nationwide report, which was terrible because I had nobody to talk to. But to recap, Blake Hoach will still be in the 00 for SR2. I really want him to do well, personal reasons. And Steinhaus has taken over the lead, which you know. But one thing I want to talk about that you're on the phone. Are you ready?
Sure.
I want to know, how is it possible? Oh, yeah, Scott's going to be there. I just got back on the computer. How is it possible that Mr. A.J. Allmendinger has been reinstated already?
I don't know. I haven't found any information or anything like that. I got to go dig in. I don't know. Honestly, I really don't.
you know, I'm trying to scroll down and just read a few things. And it's just, it's really bothering me because he was violated on July 24th, okay, by the sanctioning body's substance abuse policy. And he's completed the road to recovery. And it was very, his thing says the road was very, road to recovery program was really helpful in getting me, in getting my my priorities reset away from the track. Really? How long was he there for? And was it an outpatient type thing? I mean, you know, I made the comment that, okay, you know, it doesn't really matter what it was. He kind of, I don't know. I'm just really irritated.
Well, originally they were saying he was going to be back by August. So, I mean, it's only a little bit later than what they had expected.
But is that enough time for recovery? I mean, you know, we state that he just took a pill that his friend gave him, you know, to help him stay awake because of his growing schedule. But do we believe that? I don't know.
Right.
You know, because of his notions that, you know, he had everything checked to see what was doing this. Well, you know, when it just, I don't know. I'm irritated. I can't even think straight. I'm irritated over it. If it was a drug abuse, honestly, is he recovered in that short period of time? It takes people years to get over their addictions. And has he yet said that, you know, he's done something wrong? No. Therefore, he has not recovered. Therefore, he has not admitted to anything. Therefore, I'm scared to death to have him on the track with my driver.
Right. Well, and, you know, we don't know what, we still don't know what that substance was. You know, if it was something for ADD, you know, that's one thing. But we don't know. We don't know what it was. Nobody's come clean at this point to tell us the truth about what it was. And I understand, you know, respect for privacy and everything like that. But if you're coming back now and you're over it, I'd like to know what it was. If you've recovered from it and you've learned from it, one of the things you learn is how to become out of denial. So the first step is getting out of denial and being able to be open and honest with everybody. Go, this was my issue.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. You know, does anybody have any comments or anything on that? You know, I mean, we saw people in the chat room. What do y'all feel about this? This is, I find it just kind of, I find it sickening. You know, I don't know.
It makes me worry. I mean, I understand trust is one thing, but, you know, and I guess his driving record really hasn't made me have to have these kind of concerns, but what was it? You know, I don't know. I know it's none of their business. He's got his rights, his privacy, and everything like that. But if it was bad enough to be suspended, what was it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm just going to bring this up. You know, someone does something wrong. They have to go to prison or jail or whatever and to be rehabilitated. But you know what? You still don't want that that bank robber, that petty thief, that whatever hanging out in your house. Why would you want this on your track?
Right.
You know, and I think Penske, I don't know.
If it was something that Penske could hold the spot for, I could see releasing him. But, you know, now that he's cleared and Penske's not taking him back, makes me wonder, too.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's interesting. You know. Hold on. I've got a message coming in. I've got someone talking about little Jessica Wall here. Sending me a message and wants to know what's her story. Champion. Okay. Someone wants to do a story on her or something where I'm seeing what her story is so that they can maybe do a spot.
Cool.
I can't type and talk at the same time. You know, but that's why I'm so glad that you're here so I can do two things. It's hard running the chat room, the board, and talk at the same time.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
That's
why Monday nights I'm quiet.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard. I don't really like it too much. But, you know, I don't mind because, you know, you were doing something good. You were out there saving lives.
Yeah, I was out there and home now, kind of sitting still. First time that I have all day, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, the guy was okay?
Well, we can't really say anything about it. I mean, you know, it's just one of the things we can't say. But, you know, everything's cleaned up. The roads are open. And just be careful when you're out there driving, you know, pay attention.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's good. That's definitely good. You know, I haven't talked about our sponsors yet. You know, I just kind of got in with Jessica and then with Jeff Strunk. But first of all, we want to thank Cadence Candles. Once again, and remind everyone to go visit their website, which is?
Hold on. If you go on Facebook, I got to put the link up. If you go on Facebook, it's on there under Cadence Candles. I'll make sure the link and everything is up tonight off of our page and everything. Give me 1 second. Pulling it up right now. I'm dragging. I'm sorry. It's all me.
That's okay.
You can contact them through cadencecandleco@gmail.com. It's cadencecandleco@gmail.com. Or you can give them a holler at 610-960-5677. They are a family-owned and operated company right here in our hometown. They make the candles. It's all handmade and hand-poured. There's all kinds of scents and colors and everything like that to choose from. They have awesome, awesome fundraisers. If your group is looking to do a fundraiser this year, this is a place you need to get in touch with. You know, the profit and everything that you're going to get from these candle sales far exceeds what you're going to do with any other company when they do those Yankee candles and stuff like that. You're nowhere even near what you're going to be making with profits with this company. So make sure you check them out. Make sure you go to our Facebook page to find the link. It's KADEN'S Candle CO. When you go searching on Facebook, that'll pull it up for you as well. And make sure you check them out. Like I said, I love it. I love my candle here. I've had this one burning for probably about 20 hours. It's only halfway down. It's all natural. It doesn't smoke like all the other ones do. It doesn't turn the rim of the jar black or anything like that. If you have the wickless candles in your house and you have the burners and stuff, they have the wax cubes that you can get so you can use them in your burners. I mean, this is a place to check out. If you go on their site, you'll see some of the things are in shapes of pies and they even do beer mugs. So got to go check them out. They're awesome. I love it.
Yeah. And Basket Pong, www.basketpong.com. You can find them on Facebook at Basket Pong. You can go to my page, Garage Talk Live page. We're always promoting them. Basket Pong is the coolest thing ever since beer pong. Let me tell you, you get you a red solo cup, you put it in the little basket, and you throw a ping pong ball at it. You don't have to have liquor in there. You don't have to have beer. It's family fun for all. And actually, Basket Pong will be joining Tammy and I at Dover for a Basket Pong tournament, we believe Friday and Saturday night. There's going to be some giveaways, some Basket Pong T-shirts. You'll be able to purchase a Basket Pong while you're there. I believe it's $79 for a half court, $150 for a full court. You can order them online. And if you order them online, be sure in the promotions code, type Race Day, RACEDAY, all in capital letters, and you get $30 off, $30 off a full court. So instead of $150, you'll be paying $120, which is just way cool. So we'll be posting a lot of pictures of our basket pong tournament. I can't wait. I'm leaving in 5 days. Is it 5 days? We got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'm leaving in 4 days, you know, because we don't count Monday night. You know, I feel sorry for Vince. I might not even, you know, help with just the regular Garage Talk Live because all I'm going to talk about is Dover. That's all I want to talk about. My flight, anything to where I'm going. Again, we'll talk about my shoes, you know. I'm excited. I'm totally excited. And I expect, you know, everyone to be at the airport and everyone to be at Cheers. Yay! Scott's going to be there. You know what? We should get Jeff Strunk to be there, too.
Oh, I don't know what his schedule looks like.
Huh?
I don't know what his schedule looks like. We have to see.
Well, we happen to have his number now.
We'll figure it all out. I know Whippy will set us up, and we'll have a blast. It'll be awesome. You're going to love Cheers. Cheers is absolutely awesome.
I can't wait. I know what I'm going to wear. That's all that matters. Again, I know what I'm wearing. Okay. Let's go back. I'm frozen once again. My computer, my new computer, completely frozen. I can't flip any pages, which is just absolutely terrible. You know? I don't know what's going on with it. So we were going to talk about more about A.J. Allmendinger, I want to talk about, because Penske, he's been at a few races with Penske. They told him to sit back, talk to a few drivers, talk to a few owners, and they say he is a viable option for Indy, for Penske. Not really saying, a whole lot. I don't think he's probably welcome back to NASCAR directly. Not that NASCAR wouldn't allow him there. I just don't think that he would do well back in NASCAR. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, he's going to have to gain the trust back. You know, Tony Stewart's already said, though, that he wouldn't have a problem trusting him. You know, and that's the thing. You know, it just goes back to we don't know what it was. So I can't make an accurate judgment, and I don't want to judge against him because, you know, everybody is, you know, deserves a second chance.
And everyone makes mistakes. You know, everyone does. But the problem is like I said, you know, you got a bank robber. You're not going to, you know, just come walk on in. You know, yes, it was a mistake, but the trust issue. And he put, with, you know, substance in his body, he didn't just put himself at risk. He put 43 other drivers. Now, there's 43, I'm doing the math here because, you know, I'm in math class right now. I got 43 times 7. That's 21. 7 times 4. That's 361 crew members that are over the wall. I mean, his ability being on some type of substance, it doesn't give him the accuracy that he needs. What if he needs to stop in a pit box? What if, you know, we've got a tire, you know, the tire carrier or someone running out. He could have taken any one of them out. You know, there's just a lot of ifs in the situation. He put a lot of people at risk by being on some type of substance, by not being on the top of his game. You know, these guys don't even drive when they're sick, when they have a cold. They don't do it, you know, because they're not able to focus clearly.
Right.
You know, I don't know. Lord, I hope I don't just lose everybody in this board because my internet just went down. I think it will be okay. Are you still there, Tammy?
Yep, I'm still here. So
wonderful. It didn't do it. So now we know we can disconnect from the internet and have everything going well. Hey, look.
Perfect.
I just logged back on to you know, reloaded everything, and popped up as Mr. Yoder right there on my computer. I don't know if it's Mr. Yoder. But they're talking about something about the Amish. They must have known that I'm coming to see them.
See, it's too late Tuesday night, or I'd take you out to Shady Maple, but it's too late. Unless we get up really, really early, 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 early Thursday morning and go before work, but we got to get up at like 5 in the morning to go.
Yeah. Well, it just says here that something happened with the Amish. One of the leaders is guilty and cutting his beard.
Oh, I remember that story. Yes, he went and cut a beard, which that's a very big crime because after they get married, they grow their beards and they don't cut them. That's to show they're married.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So he cut his beard so he can cheat?
No, somebody else cut his beard off while he was sleeping.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But that's in Ohio, so I won't be able to see him. But that's okay. That's okay. Well, interesting. You know, we talk about whatever here. It don't matter. Okay, let me go back to, hey, Brian Vickers is going to be back in the 55.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, You know, I really didn't like Brian Vickers for a long time, but I think a lot of it had to do with him being with Hendrix and him taking out Jeff. You know, so it just kind of got irritated with him, that red hair of his. But he's going to be the number 55 Freightliner Jet Edge Toyota.
Nice. I like Brian. We've had him on a couple times, and when he had the problems and everything and he had to step away from racing, I was really worried, you know, that with having to use the blood thinners and everything like that, I was hoping it would just be a temporary fix and we'd get him back out there in the car, because he is. He's a really good driver. He's a great person. He does a lot, too, for the community and everything like that. So, you know, it's good when we got the word he was coming back.
Yeah. What happened to him? Why did he step away?
He had blood clots. You know, he was lucky they called him when they did and everything. They put him on the blood thinners to get everything cleared up, and everything's going good now.
Yeah. Okay, now let's move on. Something more interesting. No, not really. You know, we're glad he's back. Honestly, we are. You know, the Penske's engineer and wife are looking to adopt a child from Ethiopia. And that's NASCAR
awesome.
News. Why, though? So? Oh, because the NASCAR community. When Aaron Oakley met his future wife, Robin, he quickly discovered her huge heart. Penske Racing aerodynamics engineer also realized she had plenty of love to go around. Not long after the couple met in 2004, Robin shared her desire to adopt a child from Africa. 2 years later, the couple married. While their family has grown with three little girls, ages 1 to 4, the dream of adopting a child in need never waned. In May, the Oakleys ramped up the process. The couple narrowed their search to an Ethiopian boy to balance our house of full girls, Robin said, and enlisted the service of West Sands Adoptions for the initial expense to expedite the adoption. The NASCAR community has stepped up to help the Oakleys. It's called Our Journey to Bring You Home Silent Auction Fundraiser. was held July 14th that helped the Oakleys get within $10,000 of their goal. They have a sale this weekend, September 22nd and 23rd, from Stella and Dot. They're setting up and selling. Julie Faye from 31 Gifts and Jen Harrington from Scentsy. They're all donating the proceeds and are taking online orders. There'll be an auction on Saturday, September 22nd, at the Winfield Clubhouse in Huntersville, North Carolina. Those who can't make it or are not in the area can bid online. Some of the items include Danica Patrick's signed crew shirt. Well, I'm going to go bid on that, that's for sure. Whatever. Denny Hamlin's signed fire suit, Ryan Newman's signed tire, a catering package, bowling birthday packages, bike tune-ups. Hey, you might want to do that. And other items. For the info, go to ourjourneytobringyouhome.org. If you want to help them get their child from Ethiopia, that would be great. That's kind of cool how NASCAR is set up. You know, all the drivers donated stuff.
It's a good thing. And, you know, racing as a whole is just one big family, and everybody helps each other out when they need it.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of cool. Okay, hold on a second. Let me go down and read other things. We know about the 2013 schedule has been released. It's not official until later this week, but I think it actually became official today, didn't it? But several reliable sources has released next year's NASCAR Sprint Cup schedule. The sanctioning body expects to confirm the working copy before the upcoming race in New Hampshire. The 2013 race includes 36 points-paying race, 26 regular season events, followed by the annual 10-race chase. All teams will run 150 miles non-point qualifying race at Daytona in February. Shootout. Some teams will run the non-point Budweiser shootout in February, the sprint showdown, and or the all-star race in May. Nothing really interesting.
We already saw Pocono announce that they were having two dates again, and it's rumored that there's going to be a nationwide race there next year. And so, you know, in that aspect, I'd like to see a third race added to the first weekend. Give the fans a little bit more entertainment instead of just two divisions, so you don't have that lull. But, you know, I'm looking forward to next year. It's winding down, but we're not done yet. We've still got 9 more races to go.
Yep. Yep. I'm ready. let's see. Okay, we don't care about the commercial breakdown. We know about that. Oh, look at this. Imagine this, I should say. Mr. Kyle Busch will run more nationwide races after missing the chase. So what, he's not in the chase, so he's going to say, oh, forget it, let me just go where the point where the money is?
Yeah, that kind of makes no sense because you still got to fight for your points for, you know, finishing the year.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Never mind, I might have spoke too soon. I guess I should have read. That was just a headline. But, you know, I guess they do that so we can continue to read. But it says Kyle Busch has added one nationwide race to his 2012 schedule and may add a few more after missing the chase. Busch was late additions to Sunday nationwide race in Chicago. He replaced his brother, Kurt, who was scheduled to run most of the final 8 races. Yeah, whatever. Okay, we're playing it by ear. They must be from Pennsylvania. Whatever. Okay, so that just wasn't exciting. I wish somebody would stop sending me messages because, you know, you have to look at them. You know, you have to scroll past it, and it's you sending me messages.
Okay,
I know, it's too funny. Looking more about Ford, Steinhaus, nothing exciting. Changes coming to roll cages. Really? They don't think they're good enough? What? NASCAR has issued technical bulletins in both Sprint and Nationwide Series that address the safety enhancement to a driver's roll cage and will take effect beginning the season, January 2013. The cars in both series will feature an additional forward roof bar and a center roof support bar that will intersect near the front of the center of the roll cage. In addition comes the following extensive testing at the NASCAR Research and Development Center and is an effort to strengthen the roll cage in the event and help make an even safer compartment for the drivers. You know, I think they're pretty safe now. None of the drivers have really gotten hurt from rolls, from spins. You know, their head gets shaken around a little bit, but, you know, that's just because they're rolling.
Well,
you know,
they've come a long way, though, for safety and everything in the cars. You know, you think back to the days where they didn't have Hans devices. They had open-face helmets, and, you know, now we have the head bracket support there on the right-hand side of the driver's head to help provide the side-to-side. You have the Hans device, which helps limit the motion of the neck and everything like that. There's been so many changes. I mean, the full-face helmet to make sure everything is protected on impact.
Yeah.
NASCAR has really done everything they can to safer barriers, and any time they can come up with something safer for everybody, it's just a good thing all around. You never can be safe enough.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I mean, I like the fact that our boys are safe out there. I can't just say boys, can I?
What was that?
I said I like the fact that our boys are safe out there, but I can't just say boys anymore. You know, I'm not trying to. I'm not at all trying to discredit the girls that are out there. It's just, you know, I mean, yeah, I have my girls too, but, you know, I got my boys. I mean, I want them to be, I mean, that when that happened, when the flip does happen, you know, that's for sure.
You keep breaking in and out there, Cindy.
Hi. Well, that's because I'm sitting in the wrong spot. Is that better?
That's better.
I can't have it on my right side. It's got to be on my left side. Yeah. Okay, now here's some breaking news. Everyone who seems to think that Dale Earnhardt Jr. just has it all, well, Diet Mountain Dew is cutting back its sponsorship on Jr.
That's because I haven't been drinking enough because I stopped drinking soda. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think our weight is more important than Junior's Drive. Or Diet Mountain Dew, though, doesn't really, I don't know, it's still diet, but whatever. It says junior, I know, whatever. Just have a liquid diet. You could drink all you want. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won't have Diet Mountain Dew as a sponsor for many races in 2013, as he did in 2012. But he's not worried about Hendrick's finding a sponsor for those races. NASCAR's most popular driver will have sponsorship from the Army National Guard for 20 races next year and Diet Mountain Dew for an unspecified number. Mountain Dew sponsored 16 races this year, while another Pepsi product, AMP, sponsored 4. National Guard had 18 races this year. Did it just say it had 20? Oh, next year has 20. Next year had 18 this year. Earnhardt is not worried having an unsponsored car at Hendrick's. The organization has had Hendrick's.com on Casey's car for select races when they didn't sell sponsorship. We have more demand than we have supply, pretty much. We've got a majority of the season with Garden and Diet Mountain Dew is going to back off a little bit, but it makes a bit of a challenge to fill a small gap. If it were a bit larger gap, it wouldn't be easy to fill. Okay, well, we all know that. But I'm glad to see it's not just, you know, the low-budget teams, the underfunded teams that are having problems with sponsorship. It's our overall economy. Thanks, Obama. Okay, let's see. Oh, yay, I've been waiting for this. Okay, Betty Jane France Award finalists have been revealed. You know, the humanitarian award. Ron Eby, Michael Jackson, not the Michael Jackson, Allie McDonough, Laurie Shelby, UNUMB, I don't know, have been selected for the 4 national finalists for the 2012 Betty Jane France Humanitarian Award. Each of the finalists is guaranteed a $25,000 donation to their cause from the NASCAR Foundation, with the national winner being awarded $100,000. The award honors the unwavering commitment that Betty Jane France has demonstrated with her philanthropic and community efforts. The award is granted annually to one passionate NASCAR fan that has made a profound impact on children in his or her local community. NASCAR fans, friends, and families are encouraged to vote for their favorite humanitarian by logging on to NASCAR.com/award. /award between now and midnight Eastern time on November 29th. The finalist who amasses the most, why do they use the words like amasses? The finalist who amasses the most votes, the finalist who has the most votes will be declared the national winner and will be announced by France live on stage during the NASCAR 2012 Sprint Cup Series Awards at Wynn, Las Vegas.
Nice.
That's kind of cool. The victor will also receive a 2013 Toyota Camry Hybrid.
Not bad.
So $100,000 plus a hybrid? There you go. You know? Okay, now, here's the big news. And if Mr. Eagle is out there listening, I still haven't received a text from you, so I'm kind of wondering whether I should move forward or not. We all know that Jimmy Johnson published a book. We discussed this last Thursday. Chandra and Jimmy Johnson announced the release of his self-published book, On the Road, the 2008 blah, blah, blah. We've already gone over this. But now, I don't know if you can see, doesn't even say whether you can buy the book anywhere else. I know it was for sale. 2,000 copies were for sale in Chicago. But it says a gallery of the select prints will take place on October 13th in Charlotte. For more information, ontheroadstudio.com. I don't know if I can still buy the book or not. I don't know if I have the book. One of the pit crews were going to go and find me that book, but I'm not sure if he has or not. So if anyone knows whether I can still get that book or where I can get that book, let me know, because I really want it, not just because I want to sit there and read all about Jimmy Johnson, But it's just good to have, you know, if, especially if only 2,000 copies went out, you know, and if you don't stop texting me, messaging me, she's so funny. Well, we have about 20 minutes left. We basically already done the Grandview report. We know who won.
Yeah, you I'll know, do that without me. It's all good.
Yeah, well, you know, I tried. I really tried. All the other news that I'm looking at is old. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of jaw-dropping news today. And I did some of it. Oh, you know what I didn't do? Oh, let's talk about Jeff Gordon a little bit more.
Oh, no.
What? You know what I do? This is not a dominating Jeff Gordon track, so... Let's just go on. New Hampshire Motor Speedway, groundbreaking for New Hampshire Motor International Speedway as New Hampshire Motor Speedway, as it was originally named in 1989, August 13th. The first NASCAR Sprint Cup was July 1993, renamed New Hampshire Motor Speedway in 2008. There have been 35 Sprint Cup races there, one per year through 93. From 93 through 96, and two per year since. Four drivers have competed in all 35 races. Name them.
Mark Martin?
One.
Jeff Gordon?
Two.
Bobby Labonte?
Three. No, not
Jeff
Mark Martin. Sorry. Jeff Burton, not Mark Martin.
Oh, crud, I still need one more.
Okay. Follow me, Joe.
Joe Nemechek.
Yes. I don't know why I call him Follow Me Joe, because he was the first, he was probably one of the first ones to follow me on Twitter, and I was so excited. Joe Nemechek is following me, and then a couple days later, you said, it's weird, Joe Nemechek is following me. Follow me, Joe. Mark Martin actually won the first NASCAR Sprint Cup pole there. And, you know, I don't know why J-Ski always blacks out on me and starts over on a constant, continual basis. Maybe they think that I'm not looking at it, so they want to black it out. I don't know. Maybe it's the counter on the side. So now I got to go back and find it once again. Yeah, follow me, Joe. Mark Martin won the pole. Trying to think of what to remember. Okay, here we go. I've lost it once again. Mark Martin won the first NASCAR Sprint Cup pole there. Rusty Wallace won the first race there.
Did I lose you? Oh, sounds like Cindy's gotten some technical difficulties. Are you there?
Cindy did. Cindy totally didn't even realize her phone was beeping. It died.
Oh.
Okay. But I'm back, and you can hear me fine, right?
Yep, we can hear you now.
Wonderful. Okay, sorry about that, guys. You know, but if I didn't have technical difficulty, it wouldn't be our show. Right?
<That's true.
laughs> You know? Okay, where was I? Rusty Wallace won the first Sprint Cup race. 18 pole winners by Ryan Newman with 6. 21 different drivers led by Jeff Burton with 4. Jimmy Johnson in 2003, Kurt Busch 2004 are the only drivers that have posted season sweeps. They're also back-to-back winners there. Hendrick Motorsports have won 9 races, more than any organization. The deepest in the field at New Hampshire race winner started was 38th by Burton in 99. There have been 5 winners who started from the pole. The last race to win from the pole was Ryan Newman last year. Ooh, I don't know. I might have changed my pick on this one. Jeff Burton led all 300 laps in 2000. Four drivers got the first Sprint Cup win. Joe Nemechek in 99, Ryan Newman in 2002, Clint Boyer of 7, and Joey Logano in 2009. I would love to see Joey win this race. He needs it. Two drivers got their first NASCAR Sprint Coors Light pole there, which is Patrick, say his last name.
Which one? Tammy.
Villeneuve? Carpartney. And Brad Keselowski in 2009, Jimmy Johnson, with an average of 8.4, Jimmy Johnson with a 9.9 are the only two active drivers with the average finish in the top 10. Jeff Gordon has led the most Sprint Cup Series laps of all time at New Hampshire. Woohoo! with 1,309 altogether. Last season's fall event at New Hampshire tied the record for the most time for the most all-time leaders of 15. And the fewest by the led the winner was Tony Stewart, the youngest Sprint Cup driver. The youngest Cup driver at New Hampshire Motor Speedway was
Joey.
At 19 years, 1 month, and 4 days. The oldest driver was
Mark.
50 years, 8 months, and 11 days. I love the way they break it down. There have been 35 Sprint Cup races in New Hampshire. Well, they already told us that. 14 drivers in New Hampshire, 14 drivers in NASCAR's three Nashville series all time are listed New Hampshire natives. Really? There's been one race winner from New Hampshire in the NASCAR three national series, Jamie Obb from Massachusetts, whatever, whoever he is, I don't know. That was really rude of me. Let me go ahead and finish it. Jamie A-U-B-E, Obi? Abby from Manchester, won a NASCAR Nationwide Series at Oxford Plains Speedway in 1987. Whatever. Again, what does that have to do with New Hampshire? I don't know. But that's okay. Congratulations to Jamie.
But now, did you let everybody know earlier, too, since we're almost out of time, that we're winging it for next week, so they need to look for times and schedules and everything like that with all we have going on?
I did not, but we'll post that all over the place too, guys. We are not. We don't think we're gonna do Girls Getting the Facts Thursday. What we really want to do, and I've spoken with our sponsors, I've spoken with Basket Pong, is we want to do it Friday night during the tournament. We want to have fans on our show. We want to hear their thoughts of Basket Pong. We want to hear their thoughts of the race, what they're doing there, how far they've come. So I think we're going to go ahead and not do Thursday night. You know, and if we do, we might just come on for a few minutes and say, hey, we're here, just give you all a brief update of the weather, something like that. I don't know. So we might be on, we might not be on. We're going to wing it because we're going to be from Philadelphia and we're going to go with the flow, or Pennsylvania, wherever we're going to be from.
We're going to do that. So, and, you know, just keep an eye out, obviously, Facebook and all that will be telling you on Twitter. So just keep an eye on our Facebooks and our Twitters to find out what's going on and what our schedules would be. Or our website, garagetalklive.com. And, you know, we'll just keep everybody posted. We got the long drive down Thursday night and long day Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But it's okay because we'll be down there. We'll be bringing everybody updates, pictures and stuff like that. Storylines will be going up. So make sure you keep an eye on everything.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm excited. Look, you know, we've done our picks with Vince, but I'm keeping my picks. Actually, we just did them with Ryan, too.
Well, no, that's for next week. That's for Dover picks.
Oh, that's for Dover.
Yeah, that was our Dover picks.
That's true. Okay, this week. I'm gonna go with Jeff Gordon, you know, because he's led the most. The only reason why I'm going with Jeff Gordon is not because I like him. No, is because he has led the most laps out of New Hampshire's history. 1,309 laps. He's led the most laps. He's done it before. He can do it again. He can win this race. You know what? He can pull it off. He can have a two weekend in a row, you know, and that will just make it even better. And that will push him. I mean, two wins, you know, I honestly think that will push him. I already closed it out. But I think that will push him up to the fifth spot. I think it will really close the gap. I think because he is 109 points back. Let me do the math, because you all know I'm taking basic algebra and I'm having my 12-year-olds help me with it. You know, I've lost my pen. Once again, technical difficulties with Cindy seems to just go hand in hand. Okay. 109. Okay, we got the left and most left. We got a point there. We got 5 there. We're going to take that away. That will be 10 of the 5. We're going to bring that down to 95. We're going to put 5 points there. We're going to bring that down to 90. I honestly think that we can go ahead and move up to probably the 8th position after this weekend.
Wow. There you go.
Because you know what? I did D equals RT. Distance equals route. Isn't that terrible? Well, that's my reasoning for picking Jeff Gordon. What's yours? Not reasoning for not
Tony.
Picking Jeff, but
I picked Tony. Or no, who did I pick for this weekend? I don't remember.
Who did you pick?
I don't remember who I picked, actually.
I do.
Did
you
pick
Denny from one.
That's right. I picked Denny.
You picked Denny. So do you want to change your picks? Because you know what? We're women and we're allowed to change our picks. And we don't have Vince telling
no,
us.
No. I stay with Denny.
You're going to stay with Denny?
Yep,
okay.
I'm going to stay with Denny.
Okay, well, that's good. So we've got about 10 minutes left. And we need to talk about something very important. Very, very important.
Which is?
I'm having a very difficult time finding the shoes that I'm going to wear. All three of the shoes that I'm bringing are 3.5-inch heels. And then
You're going to need tennis sneakers or something.
I don't have any tennis shoes. I have the ones that are green that I've mowed in.
No, that's not going to work. And, we'll figure something out for you.
I think I'm going to need to go shopping on Wednesday.
Yeah,
I'm hoping
we'll get you
shopping. You know, that does require new shoes, requires new pants. Because, you know, I like the tapered cut, and those look really cute with my high heels. But you all are telling me that high heels are just not going to cut it. But I don't understand why they're not going to cut it when they cut it for every other race.
No. Well, I mean, if you're comfortable in being them all day long, that's up to you. I mean, but silver's a lot of walking. At least it is for me. You know, by the end of the day, my feet are killing me. You know, I don't get the chance to sit still or anything like that. I'm climbing up ladders to get on top of buildings and stuff like that for shots. So, you know, shoes are a must.
But you're right, and I won't be access to a lot of places that you are. But you have to remember, when I go to a race, you know what I do all day long? I sit there outside the hauler. You know, I just sit there.
No, you're not going to have that much of a time, because we're going to have you running around helping get some of the interviews and stuff like that. So we'll keep you busy. It's all good.
Yeah, it's okay.
We'll keep you busy. Yeah, you're going to want your running shoes.
I don't know. Well, we'll have to see. We'll definitely have to see. You know?
We'll get it all figured out.
Yeah, I've made a terrible, terrible mistake here. I just noticed something. Okay, well, we'll get it figured out. I just noticed something, so I've got to go take care of something. But we have about 6 minutes left, so we can just go ahead and remind everybody, just pay attention. We're going to let you all know when we're broadcasting next. Wherever it's going to be live and on location, whether it be Thursday,
yep.
Whether it be Friday. You know what? We might even get a wild hair and do it Friday and Saturday, if possible.
You never know. We might be doing that. And, you know, make sure you come on out and check us out and have some fun with us, too. I know where the tournaments and everything are going to be, and I know the people that are there. And I'll tell you what, you're going to have a blast. It's just going to be an awesome time. It's a great spot out in the campsites, and you got to come on out and have some fun with us.
Definitely. You know, definitely want to definitely do that. I think we're gonna have fun. I think we're gonna have a great time. We're going to. I don't know. I can't wait. I definitely can't wait. And if you can't find us, if you're looking for it, look for a Hummer, a black Hummer that says Basket Pong. Basket Pong. It's all printed on the side. A big, beautiful black Hummer that says Basket Pong. Look for the guys wearing Basket Pong shirts. So probably about four or five of them. Look for us. We might be wearing Basket Pong shirts. And if you don't know what we look like, just look down at the shoes. And if you see some girl in some really, really cute 4-inch heels walking around having a problem in the dirt, say, oh, that must be Cindy. There they are. Right.
I'll be the one with the big camera, so I'm easy to find. I don't have my picture posted on my profile, but it's all good. I'm easy to find. Look for the big camera.
Well, she'll have pictures on her profile after we get done with her this weekend, you know, when she drinks too much of the basket pong juice in her red Solo cup.
Aye. Well, everybody keep an eye on Twitter and Facebook, and come on out and find us, and we'll be back Monday night with the regular Monday Night Garage Talk Live with Vince, and then we'll be Dover bound.
Wonderful. All righty. Well, I am off. We're done. We appreciate it. Let me say thank you to Jessica. Jessica, we want to wish you a very happy birthday, by the way. I don't think I did. I did do that. We talked about your birthday. Have fun at the beach. Have fun with your family. And good luck in your career. You're going to do extremely well. Keep us posted. Jeff Strunk, congratulations once again on winning the Grandview Freedom 76. Hopefully I'll see you while we're there, and please be our guest anytime you want to call in. We'll welcome you with open arms.
Sounds good. Well, we will catch everybody next week. And don't forget, thank you, Whippy. We had Whippy call in.
Yes, Whippy. And Scott, yes,
yes,
I will be in heels Wednesday night. They're really cute, too. They're these, like, kind of goldish color, and they go with my shirt really good. So, you know.
You're going to tears. That's not the place to wear heels.
No.
It's
Wednesday night. Wednesday night. It cheers.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll get you in and out of the building without falling and breaking your neck.
They have ruffles on them.
All right. Well, Sean, we are out of time, so we will catch everybody Monday night.
Monday night. Good night. Oh, no, not Monday. Right? Oh, yeah, I guess that's right. We're not this weekend.
Yeah,
I was
Monday
excited
night.
To go. Love
yeah,
you
Monday
guys.
Night. All right.
Thanks
bye.
For listening. Bye.